sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today, this Monday, June 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that we have a big event coming up. And because of a very special person, we've been able to reduce our ticket prices. The 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be held on the 3rd Saturday of July. Not this Saturday, 4 Saturdays from this Saturday, July the 19th. We had a donor contact us, found out about our event, very excited, going to be attending it, but did not want anybody to know that they're helping us. They have covered the cost of the venue. They made a donation so that we could pay Richard Davis to use his facility, provide the insurance to be able to get the lawn manicured, paid the gas for the lawnmowers, get the site cleaned up, ready to go. The donor has covered the cost of the venue. So as a result, ticket prices have gone down. If you've already bought your tickets, if you'd like a refund, we'll refund you the difference. $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers, kids 12 and under are free. Ticket prices have gone down $10. Quite a few of you have already bought your tickets at $50 a person. We greatly appreciate the support. Looking forward to seeing you guys. We're going to party. What's going to be a great time. But because of this large donation to cover the venue, we're passing the savings on to everybody. $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers, kids 12 and under free. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. If you go to the website, you read the information, you'll see the ticket prices have been reduced. If you have already bought your ticket, Rod and Tracy Wheeler, others, Leonard Mason, many other folks have already bought your tickets. If you'd like a refund, $10, we'll just give you the cash at the event. We greatly appreciate the donations. We appreciate the benefactor that's helping us lower the price. He wants more people to come. He wants the kids to come. He wants them to get trained with firearms. And that's why he's agreed to cover the cost of the venue for us. So we greatly appreciate that. Prices have come down. So if you'd like a fantastic pulled pork dinner, Ian Murphy's going to be smoking the pork again for us, delivering it to us at the venue. We're going to have all the fixings, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls, and, of course, my world-famous carrot cake. Just text me, Fun Shooter Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to acconservatives.org. Again, it's going to be 4 weeks from this coming Saturday, third Saturday in July, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. Bring your guns, bring your firearms. The ranges will be open. If you want to sight in your deer rifles, you want to see how good a shot you are at knocking down bowling pins with your handguns, bring them. We're going to have a blast. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Got a couple of people who texted me, Fun Shoot. One texted, Pig Roast. The phone automatically sent you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. Just come and party. starts at 12 noon on Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. We usually wrap up about 4:30. If you guys want to shoot a 50 caliber long sniper rifle, bring $5 a shot. That's the cost to basically reload the ammunition for that gun, that long rifle. If you've never shot a 50 cal long barrel, you definitely need to come and do it. We had one young boy, I think he hit mom up for like $50, 10 shots. He loved it. So it's going to be fun. 400-yard range, that's at the end when everybody leaves. As the cars start pulling out, we get to the 400-yard range and the booms start going off. Sounds like a cannon. So you like to be part of it, just text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you a link to the website. You can get your tickets. We also have the ability, if you want to get a group of people together, you want to sit together as a table, you can get 10 tickets. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. 10 tickets for a full table. We appreciate you guys being part of it. Another little story I was noticing in Lansing over the weekend. John James and the situation happening in the discussion about illegal immigration. Well, U.S. Congressman John James announced candidate for the governor's race, emceed a Northern Security Roundtable last week, where Kristi Noem, the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, called Canada's former prime minister a train wreck. Speaking to an audience of more than 300 people, Noem said previous Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who resigned earlier this year, was hard to work with when the U.S. tried sending back Canadians who were found to be in the United States illegally. That proved to be a problem. When you're dealing with cartels, international crime groups, many who bring drugs across the northern border, we have decided to step up not only to oppose people like that on the southern border, but we're also dealing with the northern border. She said Trudeau talked to President Donald Trump about setting up a fentanyl czar, but wasn't willing to share individuals' criminal background information with the United States, as well as not sharing data systems on trafficking drugs. There's nothing compassionate about open borders. There's nothing compassionate about humans and drug traffickers killing Americans. And there's certainly nothing compassionate with this laissez-faire approach from our very dear and close friends in Canada, James said. President Trump is using every lever at his disposal to keep us safe. James said Trump is absolutely right on this issue. And by trying to tie trade negotiations to security is absolutely a way to get it done. One of Trump's earliest moves this year was rolling out a 25% tariff on both Canada and Mexico linked to fentanyl smuggling concerns. Also, part of the event, Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney of the Liberal Party, announced that his country intended to impose new steel and aluminum counter tariffs on American steel and aluminum imports starting July 21st. Well, that move is dependent on what Trump does in trade negotiations, with regards to the U.S. imposed 50% tariff that he has increased on Canada. Noam described being really hopeful Carney will be a different individual who will work closely with the Trump administration on border security. Even though Carney and Trudeau come from the same Liberal Party. Noam added that the technology upgrades needed at the border are incredible, claiming it wasn't installed until the first Trump White House that completed the infrastructure that he started building. Noam continued to say we need the technology that has surveillance equipment, sensors to tell us when someone is getting close so we can deploy people and officers that would need to be there. This component still needs to be completed. When working with other elected officials on the country's northern border, Noam said New Hampshire U.S. Senator told her, frankly, where our border is located, we have flower pots. That's what we use for security. More or less blowing her off, making a joke out of it. Well, while on stage with John James and other officials, Noam showed some of the sheets she receives every single day of immigrant arrests made under her department. She described the 32-year-old from Guatemala with the history of aggravated assault in Colorado on police officers, as well as a felony rape conviction with a victim that was under 17. She mentioned an individual from Brazil on her list with 4 counts of rape of children under the age of 16. Also, 2 counts of statutory rape of a child, while also being found guilty of 2 counts of assault and battery of children under 14. 4 counts of exhibiting nude children and possession of child pornography. Noam said that 12 different sexual offenses and was still out running loose on our streets in a state where that governor and the local leadership did not want to give us the opportunity to go out and get this individual off their streets. But you know what? We went ahead and did it anyway, without their help and without any local backup. While other speakers participating in the roundtable was Livingston County Sheriff Mike Murphy. He's also a 2026 next year state Senate candidate. Joining them was also Patty Morin of Maryland, whose daughter was raped and murdered by a now convicted El Salvador fugitive. Noam's senior tribal advisor, David Flute, and President Jim Tignanelli of the Police Officers Association of Michigan were also part of the discussion. Sheriff Mike Murphy explained one can talk to any police agency or sheriff's office as they've all been affected in one way or another by border security issues. He described his jurisdiction as a relatively small county of just 200,000 people. But it's pretty affluent and actually is kind of a bedroom community. You would expect that this type of activity doesn't happen here. However, in the last 5 years, we've averaged between 80 to 100,000 overdoses. 15 to 25 of them ending up being fatal. The number of organized crime due to identification theft and credit card theft is through the roof. We just this past week seized, in partnership with federal agents, 150 kilos of cocaine at the Canadian border. He added that on Thursday night, his department chased down three teenagers from the Congo who had stolen a car. Two of them were already wearing electronic tethers. These are teenagers. Well, the event took place Friday night at the Norwood Detroit event space on Woodward Avenue. Despite the venue's closeness to Wayne State University's college, there were no demonstrations outside. And many of the attendees were invited via private emails. The event was not advertised publicly. The event was hosted by Building America's Future, a political nonprofit that has funded television ads and billboards spotlighting illegal immigration issues. For example, during the 2024 election cycle, the organization spent nearly $2 million on the TV advertising campaign Chaos at the Border, condemning the Biden-Harris administration for its lack of work on the issue. Building America's Future funded May 12th through May 13th polling of 1,010 likely general election voters nationally. In their poll, they found 39% of the respondents were very concerned and 31% were somewhat concerned about the flow of illicit goods, drugs, and dangerous criminals through the U.S., Canada, and northern border. Well, U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow, state senator from Royal Oak, who has already filed, announced she is running for the U.S. Senate on the Democrat side, responded to the event preemptively in a video released on Thursday. She said these kind of public events are nothing more than theatrics. They don't just fail to make us safer, but in fact make us less safe. We should absolutely be focusing all of our efforts on keeping violent criminals off our streets so that we can keep our community safe, but rounding up parents dropping off their kids at schools or workers waiting in the parking lot at a Home Depot, that does not keep us safe. This is just a headline social media event for John James, Kristi Noem, and the Trump administration. Mallory, you don't have a snowball chance of becoming a U.S. senator. You're an embarrassment. You need to drop out. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.